Throughout this Advent season, you're going to hear Paul and I give a number of messages of Christ's coming, of course, of his birth, but also of the angels' proclamation. These angels who encouraged the shepherds to go see this amazing wonder. So what we find in this season is a consistent call to go and seek. And yet, we also receive the call to come and worship. Worship Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our King. Yet, not as the world provides. And that's the theme for today's message. Let's do a little background study for us, very brief. As we do recall when the first king was crowned. And of course, you know that first king was Saul. He was crowned the first king of the Israelites. Now, why Saul? Well, the people wanted someone who looked like a king, and he was tall, and he was the most impressive of all their warriors. So they all wanted Saul. And God said yes, reluctantly. Saul was given the mantle to lead the nation. And yet, as we look through the Old Testament, we can see that Saul was ill-prepared, and he was too ill-tempered to be a king. So we see then after Saul and after the people suffered through his leadership, we see David lead, we see Solomon lead, and then we see an entire succession of kings lead after that. So let's speed ahead to the New Testament, and let's speed ahead to Christ's birth, where we find Herod as king. And let's contrast Herod to the other kings. Now, what's interesting is Saul, regardless of whether he was ill-prepared and ill-tempered, he was still leading the people. David led the people. Solomon led the people. But by the time we get to Herod, we find him historically proclaimed more of a Roman puppet than ever a leader of the Israelites. And that's an interesting contrast. That's an interesting turn of events. So then, when we come to the birth of Jesus, the prophesied king to be born in Bethlehem, we see that Jesus' birth is anything but a royal birth. You know, look at the manger scenes. We have the nativity scenes all around us. Here we have a peasant couple, Mary and Joseph. And Jesus, born in Bethlehem of all places. Even today, Bethlehem is not known for much of anything but the birthplace of Jesus. It was even considered during that time period, to be a no-account village. It was considered more of a rest stop for travelers than it was a serious town for any form of commerce or politics. But why? Why not a royal birth? I mean, he is king after all. And after all, wouldn't a pageantry of an earthly royal birth have caught the world's attention? And isn't that what we expect with Christ? And isn't that what we want for everyone to know? Well, what we find, even as we look at the birth of Jesus and we rest and we contemplate that manger scene, is that God's ways often run counter to our expectations, don't they? So sometimes we have great expectations, and God says, well, how about we do it another way? Jesus didn't arrive in the manner of a king for several reasons. One, the most important, is simply that he came to turn the world and its values upside down. You've heard about the upside down rule of Jesus. We also see that the conventional wisdom of the world is that kings should rule the rest of us from ivory towers. We know Jesus didn't do that. We also know the conventional wisdom of the world is that a king sets up a hierarchy that ranges from the most powerful to the least. And we know that Jesus made a shocking statement about true greatness, and that it's not found in ruling. It is found in serving. Jesus didn't build his kingdom on power. He built his kingdom with love. With love. Second reason. Jesus did not come as a king because he wanted to show that the greatest power is not found on the outside of a person, rather in the heart of the individual. And I love this piece. I love the fact that Jesus shows that within everyone's grasp, everyone who chooses to love God, he allows for you to have the power to bless others, regardless of your age. How many times have children blessed your life? How many times have grandparents, great-grandparents, touched your life? Sometimes we think just the movers and the shakers are the ones who bless and mold and shape the world. And yet we see that Jesus says, no, I give you all that power. I give you, every one of you, at all ages, this ability to bless others and to share my greatest power of all, which is love, to the world. Finally, Jesus could not be born as a royal king because a royal king could never, ever pay the price for our sins. Jesus would have had to have given up his right to royalty in order to submit himself to death. We know that Christ gave everything. He gave everything. He chose to be the sacrifice on our behalf. The birth of Christ may not have been opulent, may have not been full of riches and all the trappings that come with royalty. And that's, of course, according to the world standards. But in the next life, as we look forward to Revelations and what it shows us that is coming in the future, we know that Jesus will stand in all his glory, and every earthly king will bow before him. And in the next life, there will be no peasants, there will be no princes, only children of God, reaching out in spirit, reaching out in song to worship and praise our God. So let us come today and through the Advent season to do just that, to come to worship our God, our Lord, and our Savior. Amen.